Check 1, 2, is this thing on? Because I'm ready to shine some light on the darkness. We finally made it to Friday in the United States of America. It is the 15th day of October, 2021. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. Well, America has been awful with forced vaccinations and COVID insanity. You know that. But we can look on the bright side. We're not in Israel. That country has full-blown COVID passports. Vaccination is mandatory for all workplaces. It's mandatory if you want to take a driver's test. And soon, getting even non-emergency medical care of any kind will require taking a failed PCR test, and the government is considering imposing higher medical insurance costs for the unvaccinated as well for their supposed increased risk. So this is a real COVID tyranny. This is a real passport regime. And to have a valid one, it's not enough to just have the two shots. You have to have the booster as well. And when that booster starts expiring, they'll almost certainly require 4 shots, then 5, then 6, for God knows how long. In effect, the country has become the test laboratory for the Pfizer Corporation. But does everyone really need to get these shots? If you're important enough, maybe you're exempt. David Schomburg lives in the great vaccine prison that is Israel. Fortunately for him, he's self-employed, so he remains unvaccinated, as are his wife and 4 children. But he sent us a video of the country's foreign minister and alternate prime minister, Yair Lapid. Now, the video is supposed to show him getting the shot, but if you zoom in and look closely, it's possible that he's not actually being inoculated at all. It appears that he's not even being stuck with the needle. David Schomburg joins us now to talk about that and everything else that is the Israeli COVID hell, and he joins us now. So your country is known, David, as the most inoculated nation on the planet. At least here in our fake news media, that's what we are told. But yet also Israel is known to have virtually the highest COVID infection rate. What is going on there?
Yeah, so you have a point there. The Israelis are very much vaccinated, and the media is giving false information about the vaccines. So that they're basically telling the public that the non-vaccinated people are the ones that are taking, that are actually being sick in the hospitals, the highest percentages. But the truth is that these people are injected twice and didn't take the third booster shot. So the people that don't take the third booster shot are considered non-vaccinated people. And I see you also talked about Yair Lapid. Maybe you can put that video. We can you can show it to the viewers.
Yeah, we're showing it right now on the screen. I mean, this appears to be that this needle's not going into his arm. This looks like a fake shot.
Yeah, it is a fake shot. The video is in Hebrew, but I'll translate what the man is saying in the video. Like the needle has nothing inside. They're just putting it next to his arm, and the woman is taking it out with nothing inside. And then at the end of the video, you can see how a real shot is done. There's a liquid that's being pushed into the arm and being taken out. That's what the whole population. So Yair Lapid, he's supposed to be the prime minister in 6 months from now. And if this vaccine is so safe and so effective, why is he actually not taking it and faking it and expecting others to take this vaccine?
So what are your thoughts on that? Why is he faking it if these are safe and effective? Why is Yair Lapid putting on a show here for the whole wide world? I mean, we're seeing one here as well. The so-called president, the White House occupant, the dementia patient, this guy's not even in the White House, presumably. I mean, he's posing in front of fake pictures of weird windows behind him, making it seem like he's in the White House when really he's not. And they even admitted that. So, I mean, what is this great deception that's going on?
Yeah, I actually think that he's faking the vaccine because he knows for a fact that this vaccine gives more harm than good. Like, there's a story of a gynecologist a female patient came to him, and she wanted to remove some birth control device. So he immediately told her, okay, you're not vaccinated. And she was shocked. She said, how do you know I'm not vaccinated? So he told her that vaccinated people have damage to the womb. So she was shocked. She told this information to the head nurse. And the head nurse, she basically didn't believe the woman. She spoke directly to this gynecologist, and he confirmed the story. Unfortunately, this gynecologist doesn't want to reveal himself because he doesn't want to put his job at risk. But if in the future you can interview some gynecologists, and if they don't want to identify themselves, you can cover their face. And they can also confirm this claim that this vaccine is causing damage to all women that are supposedly supposed to try and get pregnant.
Let me just back up for a second. So the gynecologist told a patient unequivocally, yeah, you're not vaccinated. He knew that for sure because this woman didn't have damage to her womb. So that tells me that 100% of people who have been shot up with this inoculation being falsely referred to as a vaccine, that 100% of them will have damage to their reproductive system.
Yeah, I believe that's true.
It has to be true because he's looking at her undamaged womb and saying, you're not vaccinated. And he's making this unequivocal statement. So yes, I would like to talk to any gynecologists that are out there. And if you're experiencing this, yes, I will protect your anonymity if you want to come forward.
Yeah, that sounds good. I also have a relative that also took the vaccine. She had a miscarriage, but then she's fooled by the media and she says, no, it's got nothing to do with the vaccine. And she thinks it's from a different cause. But then there's a lot of miscarriages, a lot of births of, the baby comes out.
Stillborn, spontaneous abortions. Exactly. So let me speak to that cognitive dissonance that you're mentioning. A relative of yours is not blaming the jab on the loss of the child that she was to give birth to. Is this Israel-wide? Is this something that's going on? Or are the majority of Israelis waking up, and do they understand that they're living under a medical tyranny, or are they excited about this? Are they accepting it? Are they tripping over themselves, trying to get to the front of the line to get all of these boosters in this lifelong subscription of shots that they're signing up for?
Well, the majority of Israelis, they listen to the fake mainstream media that are telling everyone that these vaccines are safe, there's close to no side effects. There was also the Ministry of Health. They had a Facebook posts, and they said these vaccines have close to no side effects, they're very safe. And within a few hours, there were 25,000 comments of people that had side effects, either death in the family or heart problems, a lot of different kind of side effects. And this Ministry of Health, they deleted most of these comments to cover up their track. So basically the Ministry of Health, that they also know these vaccines are not good for the public, but they got the Prime Minister of Israel. He is the one that's pushing this vaccine, so they need to follow the Prime Minister.
So what is happening in Israel is very synonymous to what's happening here, which is quite alarming. And we've made some comment here on this show about this global lockstep by all of these governments, all of these so-called leaders that are pushing this tyranny and invading the rights, the very most basic human rights, God-given inherent rights of supposedly free beings by forcing them to get this or making their lives a living hell, ruining their lives, essentially. With about a minute left here, what do you suppose this is really all about?
Okay, my theory is that they're trying to depopulate the public. Like Bill Gates said that many times, there's too many human beings in this planet, and he wants to depopulate. So this gynecologist, he basically confirmed that. It's doing damage to reproductive systems, and that's basically my theory. And also, if it's possible, I would like to send a message to the Israeli Prime Minister. He's supposed to be replaced in 6 months. His name is Naftali Bennett. I would like to say that Israel never agreed to become a test lab of Pfizer, and that we would like you to stop this experiment immediately and cancel the Green Pass, and you should consider alternative treatment instead of these vaccines, because these vaccines don't solve anything. They are just, basically, it's not a vaccine. It's like a shot that injects poison to your system.
We've been crying this out, shouting this from the tallest rooftops with the loudest bullhorn that we possibly can. And I hope that your message is effective. You have four kids to protect, and their futures are in your hands. So I pray that you will take that responsibility seriously, and it appears that you are. David Schomburg, live from Israel. Thank you so much for being here.
Okay, thank you very much.
That story about the gynecologist is absolutely horrifying. It's alarming. And that sends a message to me. 100% of females are having their reproductive systems damaged by this thing. If a gynecologist can look at a woman and unequivocally say, oh, you're not vaccinated. Why? Well, because your womb isn't damaged. Deductively reasoning, just critically thinking, I know that that's strange, that's an anomaly out here today, but that tells me that 100% of women are having their reproductive organs damaged, making David Schomburg's hypothesis about depopulation all that more realistic. Where's my tinfoil hat now? But one of the most shocking things that David Schomburg reported at the Stu Peters Show was that just last night at 2 a.m. on a military base, all military personnel were awakened and force jabbed. In the middle of their sleep, awakened by superior officers, drug out and inoculated, force jabbed. Who knows what the consequences would be if they resisted? Apparently, only three females were able to evade this. David says, presumably by presenting an immunity card. And so I said, oh, so the Israeli government is allowing natural immunity to this unnatural, chimerically engineered, taxpayer-funded, Tony Fauci Wuhan lab intentionally released virus? And he said, no, not anymore. It used to be that way. But now, even if you have a natural immunity, you still have to have at least one injection from Pfizer, because that makes sense. Unbelievable, my friends. Also, Dr. Zev Zelenko, my opportunity here to remind you, is the founder of the Z-Stack, zstackprotocol.com. Go there. Dr. Zev Zelenko is the Presidential Medal of Freedom nominee, the Nobel Prize nominee that saved 99.9% of his high-risk COVID patients, thousands of lives that he saved in upstate New York. You can go out on your own, try to put it all together. The dosing, fine. That's fine. Figure it out for yourself. Or two pills once a day, zstackprotocol.com. He calls it the COVID killer. The zinc, that's the bullet. The quercetin, that's the gun. D3, among other things, all in one pill that you can take twice a day. Go to zstackprotocol.com. This is my PSA for the day. Go to zstackprotocol.com and stay healthy. More of the Stu Peters Show right now. So we know the truth about the January 6th so-called insurrection. The truth is there was no insurrection on that day. The only insurrection that has taken place in this country was overnight between November 3rd and the 4th, when an election was stolen away from you, when you became disenfranchised as a voter. And the only violence that was incited on that day at the Capitol building was at the hands of Nancy Pelosi and her Gestapo. This was a planned setup, and we know that. But the setup has long-lasting effects. We talked with Coy Griffin yesterday, who was jailed, put in solitary confinement for 3 weeks. He was physically abused, emotionally abused, stripped of his basic human rights, put in solitary confinement for a period of 3 weeks because he prayed on the steps of the Capitol. So we know all about this political persecution of those protesters on the 6th of January. It's not a secret. Nancy Pelosi lied. Democrats lied. Rhino Republicans continue to lie, and the media, we expect them to lie. We know about Robert Mueller's fishing expedition to trump up charges against members of the Trump campaign. But see, none of this is limited to Washington, D.C., or to Trump world, per se. All over America, powerful people enjoy targeting Trump supporters and American nationalists for special punishment. Take Karen Turk, for example. She was the 2016 Mrs. Florida. She was a fixture at Mar-a-Lago, a proud supporter of President Trump. She raised money for Roger Stone. She says it was because of that public activism that caused prosecutors to go all out to punish her for a misdemeanor criminal offense and send her to a high-security prison for an entire month. And of course, it's not just the direct punishment that really matters here. By sending Karen Turk to prison, prosecutors have savaged her reputation for the rest of her life. And that's the plan from the beginning. Let's talk about January 6th for what it really means. This isn't for what happened on that day. This is a life sentence being handed down to conservatives, to Christians, to Trump supporters. This is a life sentence for patriots. Now, Karen Turk has written a book about her experiences. It's titled Behind the Headlines, How a Conservative Beauty Queen Became the Target of Fake News and Cancel Culture. Roger Stone, by the way, wrote the foreword of the book. It's available now. And Karen joins us now. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I was listening to you on the way in, and everything that you've said is so glaringly accurate to so many Americans that have woken up to the reality that if you're a Trump supporter and you're willing to come forward and talk about it and be in the public spotlight, you're putting a target on your back. And isn't that a scary thing?
Absolutely. I mean, so you've said in previous interviews that you took a plea deal to a $17,000 misdemeanor. And the reason that you did that is because you didn't want these inflated charges to impact your family forever. But now you're learning that this cancel culture doesn't really have term limits.
No, it doesn't. You know, there's no statute of limitations on it. It's a serious problem. For sure, they wanted to label me, they wanted to silence me, and they're not going to win. I'm going to win in the end, and so are the American people. Because if the more that we stand together and the more that we speak out about what is going on in this country, which is really tyranny, needs to be addressed. And the more of us that stand up and say, you know what, I'm not going to take it. You're not going to cancel culture me. I'm going to keep talking. You can lock me up, but you can't shut me up. The better off we're all going to be. And I feel that at this point, the best thing that I can do is come forward, tell my story, tell what really happened. And yeah, this is happening all over the country. It's not just in Washington, D.C. The swamp is prevalent in Florida and many other places where we have highly connected Democrats that think that they are more powerful than the American people, that they are more powerful than me and you, than the American people, and that they can work against us in a corrupted system where their friends live and where they can ask for favors. And that's exactly what happened in my case.
You know, Karen, sadly, it's not even limited to just Democrats anymore. This has become a uniparty of corruption. And these establishment rhinos are almost more dangerous than the left, who we know what to expect from them. But when you see so-called Republicans, even America First, Trump MAGA Republicans that are faking it and using that name to grift their way into the Trump fundraising machine or be close to that proximity of power, that's even more scary, in my opinion. Bruce Reinhart, he was the federal judge that sent you to jail.
He said,
quote, choices in life have consequences. See, that I agree with. The message I'm sending, he continues, you can't steal from the government and not go to jail. What's your response to that?
There's so much to respond to that. Number one, I was my mother's power of attorney. My mother's wishes were to have me manage her finances and her life as she got older. Unfortunately, a guardianship system that's also corrupt in this country took my rights away. And if you look at that transcript and you look at what Bruce Reinhart also had to say, he pointed out that I was a television commentator and pointed out that unlike other cases, he had the opportunity to send a message to America and that message was don't steal from the government. Let's all remember that my mother paid into Social Security, a program that was the money that my mother worked for, that she was getting, that she thought she had a legal right to. So Bruce Reinhart's statement is out of line on so many levels. And might I remind everybody that Bruce Reinhart has been the center of his own controversy. As a matter of fact, he actually represented Epstein's employees in the first Epstein trial, in the first case where Epstein got that sweet plea deal, you know, back before the latest Epstein scandal. And my lawyer, I hired somebody on the other side of the aisle, he happened to represent Epstein in that case alongside Alan Dershowitz. So it's interesting how everybody's connected, isn't it?
It's just so hard to fathom as we wake up. We have one man to thank for pulling back the curtain on this and saying, here you go, take a peek. You know, but now, since the Trump administration is paused, it's up to us, because so many have forgotten that a government of, by, and for the people means quite literally that we are the government. We don't wait for these bureaucrats to tell us what to do. And for this Reinhart to say, you don't steal from the government has been stealing from the American taxpayer, from the hardworking blue collar flyover Americans for decades. And then they stole our votes. So where is the prosecution and the persecution for that? Why is naming these people ending up people in jail, behind bars, in solitary confinement, being arrested without being charged, later released with no recourse. And how much of this over-sentencing, I'm interested to hear from you, do you think is designed to intimidate conservatives into just accepting this tyranny rather than embracing their rights, rather than standing up to the communism as we see our liberties stolen by an out-of-control radical regime right in front of us?
It's terrible. I consider myself a pretty strong person. I've been through a lot. I'm still standing here before you, but there are so many people that they financially break and they mentally break to where they can't fight back. Yeah, and I'm proud that they haven't done that to me, but they are able to do it. And why did I take a plea deal? Why would I take a plea deal? Because fighting the federal government would have broken my family, would have broken me financially, would have broken apart my life. And I needed to stop the hemorrhaging. So, you know, we all have a level and a threshold and tolerance for being abused by a system that's corrupted. Some of us have a higher threshold. And I hope that more people can get a higher threshold because there are so many people that are broken by this current system and are led to being a victim of cancel culture where they can't speak out anymore.
Oh, they would love to cancel.
That's exactly what they want.
Yeah, and they would love to cancel this program. They would love to cancel this show. They'd love to cancel this interview. If they could right now, they would pull the switch on it. I guarantee you, because they don't want people to understand that they can stand up against this machine. And you absolutely can. These people are powerless without us. We are the majority, and we will win. And just to get clarification, I mean, do you think that you and others like you are being used to send a message? Because if you weren't a personality, if you weren't a commentator on television, nobody would really notice. Nobody would really care. But Reinhart took the opportunity to use you to send a message to the rest of America, don't be like her, because we will jail you. Do you think that that is the chilling effect that these globalists are trying to have on patriotism in America? I got about a minute left.
It's 100% true. And if you look at my case, I actually got a harsher sentence than Jeffrey Epstein did on his first plea deal. Doesn't that tell you something?
Unbelievable. Get the book Behind the Headlines, How a Conservative Beauty Queen Became the Target of Fake News and Cancel Culture. Newly available as of just 3 days ago. Go to KarenTurk.com or buy it directly on Amazon. Karen Turk, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Sue.
Just got a tracking shipment notification on my silver that I ordered from Step On Socks. That'll be here tomorrow, Saturday the 16th. I'm excited for that. First time I've ever ordered real silver, and I ordered it from steponsocks.com. A lot more than a Patriot-owned sock company, although the socks are wonderful, plentiful, and they are red-pilling socks that can also make you feel good. I mean, how about that Trust in God sock that you can find exclusively at steponsocks.com? You can step on sin all day long. You can walk with God, show the whole world where your faith lies. There's also the globalist step-on socks that give you that sense of empowerment, emboldenment, that sense of satisfaction where you step on these globalists all day long. And don't worry about having their name on your feet, because the beauty of this is that when you step in somewhere and take your shoes off, kick your feet up, look, everybody can see the names of these globalists on the bottom, and it sparks a conversation allowing you to red pill people. These things will be in some Patriot museum someday, I'm convinced. The brand new Trump 1 flag that I stumbled across over at Step On Socks, unlike any other Trump 1 flag that I have seen before. And the best part is, this is a small Patriot-owned company. These are 100% Patriot-designed products that you will find at steponsocks.com as well. I have trusted them with my own store. You go to stupeters.shop, you'll notice that Step On is carrying the Stu Peters merchandise as well. These are Patriots, and I trust them. High quality, 100% cotton socks. Get them at steponsocks.com, as well as Second Amendment flags, Trump 1 flags, real silver, all of it at steponsocks.com. The Stu Peters Show returns in just 60 seconds.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial right now. Retailers have canceled MyPillow, and to thank you for your support, I'm gonna pass the savings directly on to you.
For a limited time, Mike is offering his queen-size premium MyPillow for just $29.98. Just go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STU or call 800-262-2403 and be sure to use promo code STU.
Well, Karen Kingston is a biotech analyst who has recently become the global cleanup hitter for Vindication. What I mean by that is, well, Dr. Carrie Madej, Dr. Zandri Batha put us on base, right? They're hitting for the team of truth. And then bringing through the patents, bringing through the receipts is Karen Kingston, who joins us now. And she's back with more receipts, patents that prove medical devices are inside of these inoculations, some sort of an injectable computing system, which is what Dr. Carrie Madej said. And then you have more on these discs, what they are, that Dr. Zandri Batha reported. She showed us slides of what she was seeing underneath her electron microscope. Thank you for being here. What do we have?
Thank you for having me back, Stu. Yeah, so what we have is there are four advanced technologies that are part of these injections. And the purpose of them is to trace your social network and your activities, as well as deliver different drugs and genetics and immune modulating processes and stuff like that. So let's just dive right into it because I want people to see where I got this information from. If you go to the Moderna website, right on the Moderna website, they post the patent for these injections. Keep in mind the Pfizer injection, all the mRNA products fall under Moderna. So it's patent number 10703789B2 issued on July 7th, 2020. And what you'll see right there is a description of the four lipid nanoparticles that are in here and that they encapsulate the mRNA. As you read through a patent, what you'll find is in the art or the abstract, when they describe it, they'll explain what this does. And in section 201, they explain that there is a delivery system involved, right? And if you go on to read about the delivery system, it can deliver a therapy or genetic product over a period of days, weeks, months, or even years. And as you go through the patent, that is related to certain technologies. So it's related to technology patent number 201002168 4, and the other one is 202-01859. I'm going to take you to those right now. So if you go to the patent number that ends in 60084, what this is these are nanodiscs. This is what Dr. Batha showed on your show, those metal discs. Remember she had shown those?
Yeah, yep.
So this is what these are, and they contain four products. One is docetaxel in this patent, and that's a chemotherapy. So the point of that is to shut down your innate immune system. A lot of doctors have said the first injection shuts down the innate immune system, the ability of the white blood cells to attack. Well, that's what chemotherapy does. It also contains polylactide, which is a plastic-based product, and then polylactide polyethylene glycol. The ethylene glycol is the petroleum-based. And then the last one is a targeting ligand or biomarker. So if you go through, you can just show how these images in the patent match up to what the doctor had shown you, Dr. Batha. And I think what's really important to note here is that it says right here in the patent in 0046 section that it can contain gene therapies, medical therapeutics, pathogen-borne diseases, and hormone-related products that can be in there. And then what's really important is if you go to 0074, it says that they can also contain moieties. Moieties are biomarkers, so they can put biochemical products in there so that it actually knows to go to the ovaries, to go to the testes, or to go to the heart. So these VAERS reports are not adverse events. That means that they were unintended. These are intended consequences. So these products are programmed to go to certain parts of your body. And so that's what's in this patent as well. If you go on to the next patent ending in 65001, this patent is for the... that's not the one I wanted to go to. If you go to patent number, 65001, my fault.
Okay.
This patent is for a nano magnets. So the reason why people are magnetic is because they were injected with magnets. And you can see in the picture, it has wires to magnets, permanent magnets, and a drug delivery, the package that's in there. And then the point of this product was originally to treat certain types of cancers, bone cancers, and it would attach to the bone. But if you go to figure 1A, you'll see all these little light particles of what the system looks like underneath the light. And it reflects the light. So all these doctors who are looking at the vials under the microscope, they're like, what are these things reflecting lights? Well, they're the magnets. And that's why people are magnetic. Because
so Carrie Madej said, you know, you can see that these vibrant purples and pinks and yellows and all this other stuff. To me, this suggests that there's some sort of an injectable computing system. That's what she said, that those vibrant colors were.
Yeah, that's the single-walled carbon nanotubes, the graphene oxide nanotubes combined with quantum dot. But they need the magnetics injected in them to host the magnetic field to actually to host all of that.
So are we past this fact checker deal now? Are we over this? This Daniel Funke at the USA Today was all over this. I think he even wrote you, these Reuters people. Are we done with this graphene oxide debate now? I mean, that's over, right? I mean, this is proven. Yeah. It's in there. That's it.
Yeah, let's go to that patent. So if you go to the patent number ending in 618, again, this falls underneath the Master Moderna patent on the Moderna website. So it's clearly delineated. This is no conspiracy theory. I'm not making anything up. You can go to the patent. It refers to this patent, which is a method for making semiconducting single-walled carbon nanotubes. Those are made from graphene oxide. They're one atom thick. This is common sense in this world.
It's right there. This is the proof. I mean, it's in the receipts. So I would like a public apology to you from these Reuters people and from these fact checkers over at USA Today. I'm going to name him Daniel Funke. This guy is a real jerk. I want these people to come out and say, you know what? We got it wrong. Karen Kingston was right. Here's the patents. She brought receipts. Graphene oxide is in these shots. I mean, and that is really only just the bare minimum dangers of what's associated with these things. I mean, so they should have no problems moving on past the graphene oxide and now fact-checking you on the fact that there's actual self-aware living organisms building little colonies inside of you while they inject these computing systems that are going to track you through this smart app technology and give you a risk score, not based on your health, but based on how much of a super spreader you are, and you're super spreading the truth about these vaccines, and that's what they want to fight against. And I hope that they will come out and admit that they were wrong about this graphene oxide thing, because we're making headway. We're moving the needle here by showing the proof. You see, this is the machine, Karen, that we have to fight against every single day, sitting behind this desk in that production room over there, these researchers over here, people like you that are hard at work up all night long, putting this stuff together, digging through this so that people don't get killed, intentionally murdered by these globalist oligarchs that have now assumed some sort of pseudo-authority, these aristocrat serial killer psychopaths. That's what they are. Let's just call it what it is. This is a genocide plan.
It is, to usher in artificial intelligence. That's what it is. So the reason why they're calling men women and women men is because they want to call Sophia and Grace she's. And they're not. These robots, these things are not humans. And what's happened is they've intentionally, through the mainstream media and through this type of technology, they've divided Americans, and we've started to think less of other human beings, which is not what we're supposed to do. I mean,
not at all.
We're supposed to. Yeah. And so that's why this is actually, I guess we're not gonna get through all of it today, but this is actually very much a spiritual warfare, and it's about what's in our hearts. And if we believe in being the children of God, and we believe in God, and we connect with each other and in that love, we can heal this country. But as long as we continue to divide and hate one another, we're going to usher in a new an era of terrorism. That's what this is, with this artificial intelligence and what you're saying, these tyrannical sociopaths who have hijacked our government and hijacked our communities. That's what's going on. But if you want to just get real quick, we can continue to go through some of the evidence I found. The February 4th publication by Gail Elric, who owns this patent for the smart technology app for the vaccines, is entitled Prioritizing Allocation of COVID-19 Vaccines Based on Social Contact Increases and Vaccine Effectiveness. It was published on February 4th, 2021. They did a beta in Virginia in the DC area. And what they decided was, getting vaccinated isn't based on comorbidities or your age. It's based on how you're engaging as an American in our society. This is a obedience platform, as you said. It's a way to enslave people and eventually lead to executions of those that they do, who are not obedient. I mean, that's what this is.
And, you know, this platform is not a doomsday platform of darkness. this might seem hyperbolic and this might seem like fear-mongering, but if you're afraid of something, you're paralyzed. Fear is a weakness. Being aware, being armed with this information only strengthens you. And so this is a platform about winning, because I read the book and I know how it ends. God wins. And this is an opportunity to really strengthen yourself in order to be a part of not the resistance, because that suggests that we're on defense, but to be a part of the winning team on offense, because we know that we are the majority. And the more people that wake up to this, the better chance we have together with your neighbors, with your church congregation, with the lady at the supermarket, the lady getting her coffee in the drive-thru, the one that's standing there at the pharmaceutical counter talking to the liar who's not giving her informed consent on what she's about to inject into her body, and it's all discoverable. I think that everybody should print off these patents. We're going to put them over at stupeters.tv. There will be images there. We'll put the slides there underneath this interview, and people should print this off and literally carry them around like brochures and hand them out to the people who are saying that you're a conspiracy theorist, tinfoil hat-wearing nonsense talker pushing fear porn, and you know you're some radical right-wing something or other, like this has anything to do with politics whatsoever. And Daniel Funky over there at the USA Today, while you're at it, you want to fact-check Dr. Ruby on the fact that a Delta Airlines pilot died. You better be careful, because there are people with personal relationships to this pilot who we've been talking to here at the Stu Peters Show. So be careful with your lies, because they're going to be exposed, and so will you. Karen Kingston, final words.
So I just, this is a spiritual warfare, and there is hope, and we didn't get a chance to get to it, but this is based on a quantum dot technology, and you can, it's patent 0228565, and what that is, these molecules that are based on the observer effect, it is the scientific explanation of the power of prayer. Let me just put it that way. It is the scientific explanation of the power of prayer. So I do believe this is, if you believe in doom and gloom, you're going to issue in doom and gloom and hatred and divisiveness. But if you believe in the power of God and God's love, and that we share that with one another, and we are connected as humans, then we will prevail. And we do know how this wins. God always does win. But be a member, you know, join Team God, join Team Patriots, join Team Humanity, and opt out of this tyrannical artificial intelligence terrorist attack that's happening right now on this country. Sacrifice your job if you have to, pull your kids out of school, do the right thing, and let's build this momentum to gain back our country under the Constitution, which was founded under God, under our God-given inalienable rights, and let's stand up for those and not engage in this tyranny and this socialism and this obedience enslavement platform.
You come back Monday. We have stuff on this Hydra deal. And I know that you've been working really hard. Do you have time over the weekend to put it all together and come back on Monday?
We can talk about Hydra. And I think we should talk about the Tesla phoresis too. I mean, we definitely.
All right. We've got a lot to talk about. And we appreciate your hard work. We really do. Have a great weekend. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless.
Building a resistance and being unified means that out of the horror is born leaders. And one of those leaders is Christopher Key over at the Vaccine Police, running around this country, doing the tough work, doing the boots on the ground grunt work, approaching these pharmacists serving Nuremberg notifications, going into hospitals and approaching hospital administrators, executives, CEOs at these pharmaceutical companies. This guy is really a wrecking ball for good. Get over to vaccine-police.com and check out his efforts. I support him, and I'm so glad that I did in the beginning, and that's why I'm continuing to do it, because he is showing me the fruits of my investment. Although, be it, I'm not rich. I don't have a whole ton to give him, but you know what? When I give and you give and everybody else, when it all adds up. And there's billboards going up in major metropolitan areas as a result of the work of the Vaccine Police. People are being liberated. Kids are having the masks taken off of them because he is succeeding in finding victories where others don't have the time, the energy, the will, the power, the wherewithal. He's doing it. Support people like this. Support leaders. Go to vaccine-police.com. If you have the means and you feel so called, please help him out financially. Vaccine-police.com. He's doing so much of good, so much of God's work, so much light is being shined on this darkness by the efforts at Vaccine Police. Go to vaccine-police.com. So fact checkers from Newsweek, USA Today, I think even MSNBC have disproven the fact that a Delta Airlines pilot died in mid-flight after being vaccinated. How did they get that information? How did they debunk the story? Well, they just asked Delta. Delta said, nope, that didn't happen. So factually, it has to be false. There's no graphene oxide in these shots. Remember that? Reuters, Newsweek, PolitiFact. Nope, there's no graphene. Why? How do we know that? Because Pfizer told us there's not. So while the communist arbiters of lies and misinformation run around accepting the word of the criminal, no, there's nothing in the bag. I'm not stealing anything. The murderer said he didn't do it, so he must not have done it. Disgraceful. Meanwhile, we will continue talking to scientists, experts, and doctors collecting real information so that we can shine a light into the darkness of corruption and death that's being exposed now, as a result of these VAERS numbers, all kinds of databases all over the place, and Dr. Jane Ruby joins us. A Polish scientist has now found aluminum parasites in these jabs.
Hi, Stu. It's really interesting. We've gotten a report that is circulating now on a Dr. Frank Zalewski. He's a Polish scientist. He's a geologist, a mineralogist, and an Egyptologist. So he's very, very learned. And what Dr. Zalewski appears to have done is to have taken the findings of La Quinta Columna on the graphene, Dr. Kerry Madej, Dr. John B., Dr. Zandre Batha, to a new level. And what do I mean by that? All of these doctors have corroborated each other's findings by showing all of these unusual structures. Some of them look like parasites. Dr. Kerry Madej said it looked like it was self-aware and it rose itself off the plate. And some of it sounded a little extraterrestrial and weird. Now we have entered Dr. Frank Zalewski, who apparently secured a batch, if you will, of five Pfizer vials. And he went through an examination. And what I mean by taking it to the next level is Dr. Zalewski corroborated the same types of parasites visually, but he took it to the next level by analyzing them, the material, that what it's made of in terms of their chemical composition. What he found was incredibly startling. And this is what he's reporting right now. Two of the five vials that he found had pure normal, what we call normal saline in them. That's a 0.09%. That's sort of compatible with the human body. It's just, you'll say, a placebo or a benign substance. It's just salt water. It's like saline, normal saline. One of the five vials indeed had this aluminum. It's made of aluminum, he says, carbon and bromine. When he analyzed them chemically, these parasite looking objects, he said it had a head and three tails. And the interesting part of his finding, another interesting part, is that the proportion of the size of this is that the head is about 1/10 of the length of the three tails. Now, he held up in his video that's circulating all over social media, this sort of a facsimile. He made it up. He holds it up in the air. It's a head, and he has it proportionate to 10 times the length of the head in terms of the length of these three legs. Now, what he says is that this comes in a form of what he called eggs. When he took these eggs, which were dormant, he said, quiet, sometimes very difficult to see in the sample, when he matched it up or physically put it in contact with what he called graphite tape, which is a chemically a part, you know, graphene, he said the eggs became very active, and they became, he could see the head sprouting and the legs sprouting, and they grew over the course of 4 days. He shows picture by picture, by the way, in his video report, and they multiplied. And so what he's saying essentially is these things, when they are in contact with graphene, when they are in heated up, he mimicked heating it up in sort of a contraption that sputters the graphene and creates heat. They started to multiply into multiple of these creatures or whatever they are. So what he's essentially saying, Stu, is that this is a, you know, a priming mission where you have a batch that is just some saline. Some of the other two, he implied the other two vials contained just graphene. And so he's starting to put together a picture of some people getting, you know, something benign like saline, other people getting some graphene, which then apparently stays in the body. Maybe a later shot would have, you know, some of these, what he calls eggs. I'm not sure what.
I mean, I just can't let this part go here. And I don't really know how much longer I can actually stand doing this. You're telling me that inside of these injections, these so-called vaccines, these coronavirus life-saving measures, right? Inside of these things, there are eggs that when introduced to the graphene become birthing mechanisms, and out birthing from these eggs sprouts this one-headed, three-tailed, self-aware aluminum parasite.
Aluminum, carbon, and bromine were the chemical compositions he got.
And this thing is alive.
It's very interesting that you ask me, is it alive? You're talking about these carbon is an organic material. Aluminum is not. This is a combination of a sort of metallic, carbon. I don't know where it gets its ability to multiply. He's talked about the fact that the actual size of these organisms, I'm going to call it an organism. Dr. Madej called it a creature because it seemed to be moving on its own. That in actuality, it is 20 microns. The head is 20 microns in size. And that would relate to 10 times the three legs are 2.5 millimeters. That's in real life.
Has legs and tails and a head, and it moves and it births, and it comes from an egg. And these are being injected into people.
According to Dr. Zalewski, this is what he found. And the interesting part is that he took it to the chemical analysis. You know, for months I've been saying, I wish La Quinta Columna had done more chemical analyses, with all due respect. I know Dr. Madej did a stunning expose of what she was shown under the microscope. Dr. Zandre Batha has got multiple pictures of what looks graphene-like, in addition to the black disks that were transporter, sort of communication or transporter mechanisms. You know, these are all pieces, but Stu, what Dr. Zalewski has done, if this can be replicated, all science must be replicated, and it should build on previous scientists. Now, we've already had a lot of replication of seeing these parasite-like structures, but now we have some chemical composition, and we also have, he took it to a secondary next level because he allowed them, he gave them a more hospitable environment, meaning in graphene and with warmth. I'm wondering what the relationship is to the fact that these materials, at least the Pfizer and Moderna ones, are everybody's instructed to keep them at 70 degrees Fahrenheit below zero, which is incredibly, and it can only be warm or room temperature for a certain amount of time. And the instructions are that you have to use it up, if it's in room temperature. Dr. Zalewski implies that if you warm it up enough and you expose it into what it's hospitable for these creatures to be in contact with graphene, that's when they kick into motion, they multiply themselves, and they grow in size. And he said, for what purpose this is, I can't tell you that right now. That's for maybe the next scientist to figure out.
Yeah, but or just read the patents that Karen Kingston brought. I mean, or listen to Cyrus Parsa, suddenly the alien artificial intelligence extinction event seems to be a whole lot more less tinfoil hat than it did a week ago.
It seems so. It seems so. It's stunning. I would like to hear more from Dr. Zalewski on what his chain of custody was. How did he verify that these were authentic from the company?
Yes.
And were they sealed? And did they have different lot numbers?
Yes.
You know, that kind of thing, that kind of information.
I'm
going to
tell you, a regular guy, as a bounty hunter turned apparently truth-telling, broadcaster, this is so much to comprehend. Like, honestly, I'm just going to be blunt here. It sounds nuts. It sounds crazy that you're really on this platform saying this stuff. But given everything else that we have seen, I'm not suggesting that you're not telling the truth by any means, or that, you know, Dr. Zalewski, this Polish scientist, is somehow making this up. But yes, I would like to see some chain of custody stuff and some solidification on this evidence as well. But I don't know. It's blowing my mind more and more as these things come together. And you were right. You know, Carrie Madej says something. Zandrzej Botha says something. This Polish scientist is saying something. They all go together and it makes sense. And then the patents that Karen Kingston brings, receipts. She shows, like, listen, this is not arguable. How do you even dispute this?
Yeah. And are we getting to a point where, you know, they just don't care if we right. are putting all these pieces together? And one other thing that Dr. Zalewski found and that he included in his presentation was that he analyzed testing swabs. People are always, I don't know about you, but they're always writing to me in Proton Mail and saying, are the swabs safe? What are the swabs? You know, I've got to be tested 3 times a week if I don't take the jab. And I don't really have a lot of data or information to share with them, but Dr. Zalewski comes forward and at the tail end of his presentation, he includes an analysis he did, chemical analysis of some of these. You can see this in the last photo from his presentation of the, he shows you the, you know, under the microscope, these fibers, and then he goes down lower and then he examines the chemical composition of some of the fibers. And he says that there's some chemical composition to it, and that the way that they are formed, when you look at them down, the ends are rounded, there's a collection like sort of tunnel. And he has postulated that these are DNA collection. The ultimate end game for the swabs is to collect for a worldwide data, a DNA database, is his conclusion mm-hmm. at the end of this presentation. So, you know, there's more nefarious stuff going on, and we'll just keep following him. We'll see if we can get him to hopefully come on maybe the Stu Peters show if you want to talk to him further and we can get more information from him.
Yeah. Yeah. He's welcome. Right now we're out of time. Thank God. I don't know how much more of this I can hear today. But
sorry for the bad news.
Hope you had a wonderful birthday yesterday. Happy birthday on the record. I did a Telegram video for you. I don't know if you saw it or not, but I hope everybody reached out to you and wished you a happy birthday. We're happy to have you here. And God bless you for all of your hard work. Dr. Jane, thank you for being here.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
IGF. What is IGF? It's the substance that's naturally found in your body. It does things like strengthen your immune system. It promotes lean muscle gain, healthy weight loss, restful sleep, energy, clearer thinking. All of the things that make men men again, right? We need all of these things when we're in times of war and we want to build strong immune systems. We want all of those things. But the older we get, the less our body naturally produces the IGF that's there. And just like creatine or protein, a lot of people supplement that, the daily vitamins that people take. It's to supplement for the natural reduced production levels as we age. It's a natural thing. Go to keystolife.shop right now and do the research on IGF. The IGF-1 spray that they have there is exclusive to keystolife.shop. Now, this is something that you spray in your mouth 3 times a day. It actually tastes really good, too. And this is going to boost the IGF levels in your body, the natural substance that's already there. This is not illegal steroids. This is not some synthetic weird thing. This is an all-natural thing that you spray in your mouth. So go to keys2life.shop. You're going to get buy one, get one if you put the product on AutoShip. Now, AutoShip does not mean a lifetime contract. You can cancel anytime that you want to, but I would recommend that you try this product for at least 3 months. I'm on my 3rd month and just now seeing tremendous gains, all right? So go to keys2life.shop. Again, keys2life.shop. Check out the benefits of IGF-1. What does it have to do with deer antler velvet? No, they're not killing herds of deer. Read up on it. Go to keys2life.shop. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go to keys2life.shop. All right. I got to admit it. Yes. It can be physically, emotionally, mentally exhausting, draining, going through an entire week, just one show with information like this. And I wish none of it were true. I wish the fact-checking communist liars were right. I wish they would put me out of work. I wish I didn't have to report this stuff. I wish I could say it's all BS. But the discernment that God has blessed me with, I am convicted in saying I believe it all to be true, sadly. Get right with God. Get into the book. Accept Christ as your Savior if you have not. But get right with God and do it right now. Get over to StuPeters.shop and get yourself a StuPeters.tv shirt as well. help red pill everybody. Everybody will look at you. What is this? What is that? What is this? StuPeters.tv. Oh, you didn't know? You didn't know? You guys, this is what separates wheat from chaff. Valuable from invaluable. Men from boys. We are soldiers in a war. Buck up. We will win. God wins. Until Monday at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. Maybe dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. I'm praying for you. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car. And when they do, save the radio!